So my HelloFresh box came today. I don't know for HelloFresh is basically their kits. Like it's an app that you choose from different meals every week and everything's delivered straight to your door. It's fucking a miracle. So I've tried them all. I've tried Blue Apron. I've tried Plated. I've tried this. I tried that. And HelloFresh is my favorite one because everything comes in this little mini kit. It's like if you're going to have steak fajitas, everything comes in this little narrow box that you could want with all the contents in it. And then the meat is separate. And then if you're going to do, I don't know, what's another one I've done? Like, done some really cool things. I'm doing a shrimp thing this week. It all comes in this little kit and then the shrimp is separate. The difference between a couple of the other ones is a lot of the other ones just kind of throw it all in a box and they give you all the recipes and you kind of are digging through the box. Well, if I wanted to dig through shit, I'd go to the grocery store and I'd put it in my fridge. So HelloFresh really has it down. They have everything in a kit. Everything's pre-measured and everything, and it's cute little packaging. And it fits really cute in your fridge. And then you have a booklet of your menu for the week. So I'm single. It's just me. I order the minimum that you can order is 3 meals per week. So, and it's for 2 people. So that lasts me all week long, or sometimes I'll have leftovers for lunch. And I think it's $70. I don't really know, but it's $70 a week. Now that's a lot less than I spend if I go out to dinner. And I have dinner and drinks and cocktails and appetizer. You know, it's a lot cheaper for me to spend $10 a meal or $12 for a week versus going out to dinner. Now, granted, I still do both. So I started doing this a couple months ago. It was in my attempt to try and get a little bit healthier. And I'm like, okay, if I can do this, it's better than eating out, right? So I think on Facebook they have a bunch of promotions where you can try your first one for free. And then I did that and then I canceled it. And then I went and did Blue Apron and tried their box for free. And then I canceled it. And I tried a couple other ones or try it for the $25 or whatever. And I always kept coming back to HelloFresh. And a lot of this is because, you know, I was either too busy to cook dinner. And so I'd go out to dinner or I'd go, you know, through the drive-thru on the way home. And I'm like, I was too busy to get to the grocery store or whatever. It wasn't a priority. If you've listened to that one where it wasn't a priority of mine to make time for myself to do this stuff. So I always get excited when my HelloFresh box comes. For me, it comes every Saturday. I think there's options. I don't really know. Wednesdays or Saturdays. So mine comes on Saturdays and I get excited. It's heavy as hell, but you know, whatever. And I started thinking about how much I'm outsourcing my life, and I do. I outsource pretty much every fucking thing that happens with me. I have a cleaning lady. She comes once a week. I know you're probably thinking, why the fuck do you have a cleaning lady? It's you and 2 dogs and I'm single and I don't know. Like, I make a mess sometimes. And if I do cook, it's a struggle for me to clean it up. I'm like, yeah, I cooked. And then it's like, shit, now I gotta clean up. But I guess it's an equal balance to me. Like, okay, I function better, I'm more productive or whatever in a clean home, but cleaning the house isn't therapeutic. It just doesn't get done. So I've had my cleaning lady for the past 5 years. It's one part of my personal life that I outsource. And then I for over the last 5 years, we've struggled. One of my business partners and I went through this whole, I don't know, it was more of a, what can we outsource? What can we get rid of? What can we do to hire somebody? And do we have the money to do it? So it became more of a, how much do we want to work? So it got to a point where we both were kind of on the same page of let's outsource our life. So we hired a production manager who kind of was my assistant in the business, and she handled the back and forth with the advertisers, following up with them, the ad renewals, making sure the ads got in. And I was solely in charge of keeping the revenue at a certain point to keep the business functioning. Some months I had to dip in on that. Some months I had to like work a little bit harder on that aspect. Some months I didn't have to do anything. Whereas Anna, my business partner, in this specific business, she was in charge of coordinating 40 stories a month, which was a lot of work. And we hired my best friend, Mary, at the time. We hired her to be kind of Anna's assistant to take it off Anna's plate, because Anna and I were both really tired and overwhelmed and burned out. And, you know, we were making enough money to either A, pay ourselves more, or B, do we really want to work this much? We both decided we didn't want to work that much. We would take the salary that we both could live on, or that we would take the salary that we both agreed on, and outsource the rest. And we did it. I mean, if you look from the beginning of the time that we owned our paper, we have folded newspapers all hours of the night. We have thrown the newspapers on the driveways. We have distributed them to the schools. We have distributed them into the racks around the valley. We've done every part of our business to know that it was worth it to outsource certain specific things. Specifically when you're dealing with 120 degrees in Phoenix and you're out there trying to distribute, it's fucking insane. So how much is that worth to you to outsource it? So we got to a point in the company that we had some decisions where we're like, yep, we don't want to do it ourselves anymore. Now it took, I mean, we were both at different times. Like, she wanted to do it and I didn't, and I wanted to do it and she didn't. And we both got to the same page. I tend to carry that into my personal life as well. So, am I more productive as a person if I outsource things in my life? Or am I less stressed or less overwhelmed or whatever when I outsource? So some of the things that I've used when I'm outsourcing is HelloFresh for my meals. It's delivered to my door. I mean, hello laziness. That's kind of what I call it. HelloFresh, hello lazy. That's what I say when I greet the FedEx bin. And then I have my cleaning lady. And then I sort of have a personal assistant. I really want to get one like, hey, you know, pay my bills for me, because I don't know. My mind goes in all these other directions. And then in my businesses, we have a production manager. We're looking into hiring, Mary's no longer with us, but we're looking into hiring another assistant for Anna. To take, because Anna, this new school year started, so it's like, okay, now's the time to hire somebody again. And then we use Infusionsoft for kind of like a sales powerful person. Right now I'm trying to rethink some strategies to shift and use more of it. It takes a lot of time and work to build it, but I also have a person that I hire and I outsource building it, because he does it better than I do and less time than I do, to start pushing the revenue, to start pushing out the sales funnels to build the revenue. So by the time we spend $1,000 for him to build something for us, it's either going to A, take me three times as long and not do as good of a job, and we'll still make money, or B, we could get it done faster, quicker, more efficiently, and probably... he knows Infusionsoft a lot better than I do. So it's, you know, using him to do that. And he thinks of different angles that I don't think of. And we make more money when we use him. So it's, you know, currently I'm just trying to think of the next strategy to implement, to push that through. So back to my thought process on outsourcing is, how did I come to the conclusion? I'm kind of a perfectionist. Like, nobody can do things as good as I can do, or I can do it better, or I don't want to have to train somebody or whatever. And I got to the point where I had to settle for less than perfect results. They were still great results, but less than perfect results instead of me doing it on my own. I mean, nobody's going to clean my kitchen floor on their hands and knees. I tend to do that because that's how my mom trained me and that's how she raised me. And I will wash my entire floor on my hands and knees and not use a mop. But it's okay for people to use Swiffer and it's okay for people to use a mop because I don't want to get on my hands and knees right now. Maybe a couple times a year I'll do it and it's still fine. And I look at the time value of money of what can I earn? Can I earn more money if I outsource than me doing it all by myself being stressed? I am way more productive if I'm not stressed out and overwhelmed. So if I have all these tasks piling upon me and all of these, I have a lot of ideas and I know that every entrepreneur I have talked to out there has a ping pong match going on in their head of, okay, I'm going to start this and I'm going to try this and I want to do this and I'm going to buy this domain and I'm going to do this. And it's just kind of the nature of the beast. And I like to, sometimes I can't stop unless I actually do that. So for example, I had an idea of, I wanted to start a cleaning business. I could not get it out of my head until I tried to start it. Didn't work out, failed miserably. I didn't get very far, but it got it out of my head and I got to do it. So am I willing to have less than perfect results for me to have a little bit of peace in mind? I personally am. I'm not saying by any means do I settle. I do have very high expectations, but can I have less than perfect results in how somebody follows up in the sales process versus how I would do it? Yeah, I need to back the fuck off and just, you know, let go of the reins for a minute. It's interesting. My stress level before I started outsourcing, I was a royal bitch. If you asked anybody who worked with me, I was really high strung. I was really, I guess, controlling, I guess is more of the word, or I had, everybody needed to work. They needed to work and have the same work ethic that I did. And nobody was happy. Like, okay, no vacations, blah, blah, blah. That was kind of like, I remember this. I remember being that rigid. And I had these expectations on business partners and workers that they needed to work as hard as I worked. And I mean, nobody's as crazy as I am. And so why would I expect them to work at my level? And it got to a point, I mean, I've loosened up over the years. Maybe that's just depression. Or I do think that there's been a really big work-life balance shift of I'm a lot more successful and a lot more productive when I do take time off. I'm a lot more successful and a lot more productive when I'm outsourcing and delegating tasks to people. It's one less thing I have to do. And our companies have been way more successful and way more productive and make more money when we outsource. So that's been really fun to watch. And it's been nice to have my stress level stay down from where it was, you know, for 3, 4, 5 years ago. And our increase in revenue from outsourcing has tripled. I remember when we first purchased Infusionsoft, we did not have the money to do this at all. We didn't have the money. And it was, I think we all kind of pitched in or we had savings or something like that. And it was kind of a leap of faith that we used. And for 8 months, it didn't work because I didn't work the part of the business that I should have for Infusionsoft. I didn't do the training. And then I went to cancel it and they gave me some free sessions to kind of get me up to par. Their customer service is phenomenal by far. And they really wanted me to succeed. And I thought, okay, if they believe in me this much, it was kind of like we had like a little business coach, like somebody saying, you can do this, because you don't have that when you're on your own. You don't have a, hey, you did a great job on that sale, or, oh my gosh, you surpassed the company quota. You don't get that kind of recognition when you work for yourself. But it was almost like we had a personal business coach kind of guiding us towards, they understood sales, they understood the funnels, they understood the follow-up process. And when we built that first sales funnel, we tripled our revenue. And it was amazing when we allowed it to outsource. And when we allowed it, we invested a little bit of money, it clearly paid itself back. And I'm a true believer in that product, and Now, by any means, I'm not the best at building campaigns. I'm not the best at building all of that stuff. I can do it. It's taken me a lot of time to learn it, but I find it more valuable for myself to work with. It's a guy named Ryan that we work with. And I explain everything to him and we do a scoping call, and you know, he says, this is how much it's going to cost. And I say, this is what my budget is. And we meet somewhere in the middle. I mean, I either come down in the project or we kind of reassess on what the priority is at the time. So again, he's the one that does things that when we outsource it, it's quicker to get it up and going. It's quicker to get it live, and we get money coming in pretty much immediately once it starts happening. So it's been really fun to watch as that happens too, and pretty much just know that if it can be outsourced and I can figure out a way to outsource it, I'm going to do it, because it's, I don't want to have that stress on me all the time. It's stressful enough to keep up. So some of the takeaways that I've had from this is, I got to give up a little bit of my control issues. I have a lot of control issues, because, you know, it's my baby. I've worked really hard on stuff, but I got to give up a little bit of control issues and allow people that I'm outsourcing to or delegating to have their own little control and own a project. Second is, it's okay to outsource every part of your life. If it can be done, I do it. It's okay for me to order HelloFresh and spend $70 a week to have meals delivered to my house. It's okay for me to have a cleaning lady every week, because I'm more sane when I walk in my house and I'm peaceful when I walk in my house versus I've had a shitty day at work, or I didn't get as many sales that come through and I come home and my house is a fucking disaster. No, it's okay that I've come home and my house is peaceful and calm and I can kind of relax and regroup. And then third is, it's okay to spend money to make money. That is a really hard concept for me, or it was a really hard concept for me, but it was okay for me to spend money on Infusionsoft or spend money on any other product out there. And I spent money on the consulting, because I didn't want to take the time to invest and learn, because I had too many other things going on simultaneously that we needed to get some projects up and going, that we spent money to make money, and we made money and we made really good money. So yeah, it's been a really interesting concept. And now I don't want to, if I could outsource it, I'll outsource everything. If I could outsource somebody talking to this podcast, I would outsource it. If I could outsource somebody, I don't know, sweeping my front porch. I don't know. I'm trying to say, like, my time is way more valuable. And I've realized that through the years, that if I want to go to the movies, I can go to the movies because I don't have to worry about business, because it's being done from people I've delegated it out to, because I'm outsourcing things. So yeah.